The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
If you missed the first part of the Olympics, you didn't miss too much.
Oh, no.
The U.S. had a slow start, winning 2 silver medals.
That's it? No gold?
No gold.
Ah.
But I would like to point out that the 2 silver medals were all thanks to women.
Oh, of course. Nice. So, great. I love strong and powerful women.
One in women's slope style.
Okay.
And the other in women's moguls?
Yeah, okay. Moguls is where you ski and you're literally just going over speed bumps.
It's like the bumps.
Yeah, your knees. It's not an easy sport.
Well,
good for them.
Well, and that is us winning that women's moguls silver medal. That was the first moguls medal in 8 years that the U.S. has won.
Nice.
All thanks to women.
Wow, they're doing great. I mean, gold would be better, but silver's awesome.
Moving on. So far, Russia is in the lead with 6 medals, but this is the beginning.
Not Russia, ROC.
Oh, that's right. Remember? Exactly.
Yeah, because Russia was banned because of their doping, and so now you have a group of Russians under a different flag.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to my next thing. So, of course, with the Olympics being a hot topic of conversation, many have questions that they are taking to Google to find the answer to.
Okay.
And some of those most popular questions are, what country is ROC?
Yes.
It's Russia.
I had to look it up, too. I wasn't sure, because this happened last one.
What does it stand for? ROC?
You know, that's another great thing we should Google, because I don't know.
Gavin's going to Google it.
Gavin, can you look that up real quick? The Russian Olympic Committee.
Committee, that's
it's
it.
It's just Russia.
Yeah.
And then another popular question is, how many countries are in the Winter Olympics? It's actually 84.
Oh, okay.
84 are participating.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And I think we have, 247 athletes ourselves.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So but so far, and the thing is, too, we have got another silver medal, but I think it was our third, but that was in figure ice skating, but it didn't technically happen over the weekend because they're so far off our time zone.
Oh.
So it happened early this Monday morning, which I think was their Tuesday? I don't know.
No, I know. Now we're all getting confused. Yeah. So we might have 3 medals. So, okay, great. Well, we're working towards success. We can rally. USA.
That's right.
USA.
That's right.
It's okay. We'll come back. We'll keep you up to date on the Olympics in case you miss a bunch of it, because it is a lot to keep up with and watch. FM, this is the Wally Show, and as is customary, it is Monday, so we are doing a little Booyah Your Weekend. Now, this is something that happened, could have been Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, sometime, and you tell us a story about what went on, and then we're going to give you a boo or a yay around the room here. You get more yays than boos, you win a prize, and remember, sometimes we're booing for you because it was a bummer of a weekend. Other times we're booing because we're super jealous. So, Betty Rock, let's do a round here with you and me and Gavin.
Okay, So, I found out that I am
adopted.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Close.
No. Well, I found
finish
out who
Betty's
my,
sentences
no,
a lot.
I found out who my ancestors are, okay? So for Christmas, I got my parents a 23andMe test.
You did. That's
yes.
That is so gutsy, because you just never know, and especially in the South.
right? The family tree just goes straight
it's
up.
It's a twig.
No. So anyways, they both got their results, and I got to see them over the weekend.
Yeah.
My dad, would you have to give this. 23andMe is not a Christian company, but they did say that my dad has a lot of in his DNA, Neanderthal.
Oh, I can see it.
Like caveman.
I can see it. Yeah, in his forehead, I see it.
But anyways, I found out that on both my parents' side, they're Irish and European.
Okay.
And my mom has a little bit of indigenous.
Really?
In her.
That's
yes.
Fascinating.
What does it mean? I don't know.
It brings up so many questions of what went on. What was going on back in the day.
Right.
That is fascinating.
I know. It was a lot of fun. So it made my dad think, I want to put together the family tree and all that. But Where do you go? We don't know.
Well, I am going to yay you right out of the gate for taking a chance. Like we've covered, A, living in the South with the DNA test, and B, not looking like either one of your parents. That was gutsy.
It's a win.
Gavin.
I'm trying to think if it's a boo because you didn't find anything more juicy.
Yeah.
Well, I like, was hoping to find something juicy.
Yeah, I'd say boo because I think you were hoping.
I was.
Boo for me.
It's funny. One of my in-laws was going through our genealogy, you know, and, you know, figuring out where we came from and everything. And when she got to a person in our family that was a horse thief, she just stopped. She's like, I don't want to know anymore. It's not going to get any better than this.
Well, she's got a point.
Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. That's how we do it. And if you tell us your story, we will go around the room, give you a boo or yay, and you can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love hearing your stories from the weekend, and you can give it to us now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Mine is I ran a marathon this weekend. I got my best time that I've gotten in the past.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Boo! Sorry.
Why are you giving her a boo?
She's trying to make me feel bad about my life choices.
Oh, I see.
I ate an entire cinnamon roll that was as big as my head last night at 10:30.
Oh!
So, yeah. So,
oh, wow. Now I'm jealous.
Yeah, now I'm jealous.
Brianna, I'm going to try and redeem this situation. I'm going to say yay because you show self-control, unlike Wally.
Yeah.
Unlike me, I'm not running a 4K, 5K, 10K, whatever it is. I mean, that's a big accomplishment. Way to go.
Thank you.
All right, Gavin is the deciding vote. What do you say about Brianna's bragging about her marathon success?
Speaking of personal records, rode my bike for the longest time this year.
Whoa.
Over the weekend. Nice. So I'm also gonna yay for this one.
Well, I love that you're putting yourself in the same category as a marathon runner that ran 26 miles and you biked for what, 15 minutes?
It was 21 minutes.
21 minutes.
And
there
he got
you go.
Winded from that studio to this studio. But whatever.
Well, Brianna, congratulations on your record-setting marathon and for being a winner today on Booyah Your Weekend.
Thank you.
So what do you got?
So Friday night, I got a text message from a friend saying that they needed help setting up at church for an event. And I get there, and everybody's, like, weirdly friendly to me, and it's just, like, in an uncomfortable way, you know?
Yeah, especially at church. That's odd when people are nice to you, and you're like, man, you guys aren't judging me as much.
No, but I'm talking with everyone, and one of them says, hey, turn around. And I turn around, and there my boyfriend is on one knee proposing.
What?
So I got engaged this weekend.
Okay, I am going to yay this, and here's why I'm going to yay this. One, you got engaged. That's great. But more than that, you were willing to go help set up at church when it was, like, not church time. You got the call, and you answered the call. That tells me the kind of person you are. So congratulations on your nuptials as well.
Oh, thank you.
Hang on for it, because here comes Betty Rock.
Megan? I'm going to yay you too because God is teaching me patience and to not be jealous of others. And you are a perfect example of that. Tell me how old you are, Megan. How old are you?
I am 23.
Okay.
Jesus is showing me that he is the love of my life.
You're still showing
me. I don't
need
a man. It's fine.
Well, congratulations to you, Megan, though, on
Yes, congratulations.
On your
We're so happy for you.
Engagement.
So great.
And you're a winner today. I'm Booyah!
You're a winner.
Yay! Thank you.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church. Or at least the parts he understood.
So we started a new series on the seven deadly sins, and we went all in right off the bat with lust.
Ooh,
like, yeah,
wow.
Like
okay.
we could have done a little gluttony to warm up, but no, we're just right here. So here we go. Don't worry, I know you might have kids with you, and so I will be strategic about the words I use. But there's importance to this message and this reminder. So a recent study asked young people, like in their teens and 20s, which was worse, watching explicit images online or not recycling? The overwhelming majority said not recycling is worse.
Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that just changed. Like, that just shows you where our mindset is at and what we value or what we think is right or wrong. And so, like, lust seems like one of those private victimless sins, but nothing could be further from the truth. Men and women might handle it a little bit differently in some cases, but basically, lust is getting something from someone else that you should be getting from your spouse. So how does that play out? You know, well, your spouse is the person you swore before God and man that you would love forever, forsaking all others, but if they're not enough, eventually they can't live up to the image that you have for them because of, you know, these other people that you've built up, which leads to unfulfillment, which leads to frustration, anger, and then eventually apathy, which leads to a dead relationship. And there are multiple verses in the Bible that talk about how sin leads to death, and that's part of it. It can be a dead relationship. So you may be thinking, great, well, that's, I know the problem, but how do I combat this? Because the point that he was making was lust is a heart issue, and the Bible takes it really seriously. It says anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. Jesus went all in with that one, mm-hmm. and people were like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. You know, because our minds are just this place where things can run on us. And so the ultimate antidote for lust, though, is love. And I'm like, okay, flesh this out for me. And it says, lust is immediate and about me. Love is about laying down your life for someone else. Lust is convenience. Love is commitment. Mm. You know. And I was like, oh, that's really good. Because like in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. And that's a big part of lust is you think it's about you or victimless, but it's dishonoring your spouse, you know, and it's not self-seeking. And so that is what we should actually aspire to. If this is, you know, in our heart, that kind of thing from 1 Corinthians 13, that can help extinguish lust and the other bad stuff that tends to consume us from time to time. So there you go. That's your Monday School for today. Hopefully that helps out a little bit. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories for your head and your heart.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish.
It's the Wally Show.
So there was a pregnant lady named Diana who was on vacation, had a headache, wouldn't go away, and it turned into COVID and a devastating case of that for her. She spent 4.5 weeks in the hospital and just had 3 heart attacks.
Oh,
and then there was a really bizarre procedure where they pumped the blood out of her heart, out of the body, into a machine that basically does the work like that the lungs do oxygenating the blood, and mm-hmm. then they pump it right back into your heart. Like all while she's just laying there like
that's
just
weird.
Yeah. Who knew that was the thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so, well, after a long time in the hospital, she did start to get better. And they ended up taking the baby almost 2 months early when mm-hmm. she finally got to a place where, like, hey, you're strong enough for this now. Mm-hmm. And so, and I always love it when people in the news talk about their faith. Their doctor even said, for me and Diana and her husband, we're all Christians, and this whole thing felt miraculous. We prayed, and especially a doctor, too, because doctors are, like, very analytical and You know, we know the science and I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And you know, he said, you know, we prayed and prayed a lot and we felt like God was helping us because there's no textbook on these things. And we had to make some really tough choices that could have gone poorly, but we're thankful that they didn't.
I'm so glad. Yeah. And also, it's just amazing to see how science or, you know, just the health industry, how advanced they've become.
Yeah.
You know, now that they can take a baby that's not fully to term and then have the mother's blood going out and going back in. It's crazy.
What a crazy story. The happy couple even honored their doctor by naming the baby after.
Which is great. I hope he had a good name.
Yep. So welcome to the world, Doc Crouch.
No,
That's
terrible.
That would have been so great if they named him Doc.
That's terrible.
I would have done that. No, they named him Cameron Crouch after Dr. Cameron.
Okay, so, well done.
That's going to do it for your news. Hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better today. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and April Simpkins is the mother of former Miss USA and extra correspondent Chesley Christ, who's 30 years old, and she took her own life a little while ago, and it shocked people, because on the outside, everyone looked at her life and was like, man, she's got it all, why would this happen? And her mom had said, I've never known pain this deep, I'm forever changed. Chesley led both a public and a private life. In her private life, she was dealing with high-functioning depression, which she hid from everyone, including me, her closest confidant, until very shortly before her death. Mm. So her mom apparently didn't even fully know the extent of what she was dealing with for a while. And then, unfortunately, by the time she became aware of it, it was too late.
Yeah, and I am thankful that this generation seems to be more open to talking about the importance of mental health, where it wasn't maybe as important back in the day. So hopefully being more open about it, sharing your own personal story with it, can encourage others who might be a little bit shy about it to reach out and get the help that they need.
See, because the thing is, I mean, God has given us this tool in the form of a radio station to have conversations that matter. And they're not always easy and they can be hard. But I know that when we share things, people are affected by them because they tell me, man, I heard that thing you did on the show today, and that's exactly what I needed to hear. And so I want to talk about this with you now. And maybe you've been dealing with depression. Maybe you're kind of on the other side of it now and you've got a little bit different perspective. But we like to do this thing, fill in the blank, what I wish people knew about depression. You know, like this lady, Chesley, was high functioning but still hurting, you know?
Yeah, and there might be those signs that you can share with us or those symptoms so that if we're working with someone or we're friends with someone and we can look out for those situations so that we can reach out and ask, you know, what can we do to help you?
Yeah, so what I wish people knew about depression, it's kind of a blank slate for you, 855-33-WAY-FM. And your thoughts and your perspective on this might be exactly the thing somebody else needs to hear today. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So, Rochelle, what do you got?
I wish that people knew that it affected the whole family. I, too, lost a brother to suicide when he was just 21. And it's been 20 years, and it still affects the entire family. So be sure and talk to your loved ones about it.
That's one of the hardest things is because I'm sure you've asked yourself a million times, what were the signs that we missed or what could we have done differently? And sadly, there aren't really answers to that, you know, because it's not your fault. But that kind of death leads you to questions.
Right. But it's been something that has allowed me to open up with my children. They didn't even know him because I was a teenager when it happened. But to know that it still affects me 20 years later, you know, my kids are able to talk about it and see how it affects the family in the long term.
Yeah, that's something I hadn't really considered. So, Rochelle, thank you so much. I think that might be just the thing somebody needed to hear today.
Thanks, Wally. Thank you guys for everything y'all do. I love listening to y'all, and y'all just bring my day into perspective every morning.
What would you say to that?
I wish that people knew about depression is that seeking help for your depression or accepting help does not make you weak. That makes you strong, whether that's through counseling or medication, whatever that looks like for you. I'm a better mom to my three kiddos, and I have a stronger marriage and a better friend because I started receiving help and admitting it was okay.
See, that's a good point, because I come from a generation where we kind of like just shove things down, don't talk about it, deal with it, you know, and
move on. But you don't really deal with it.
Correct. Yeah, you say you deal with it, but dealing
really
with it means ignoring it.
But I like what you're saying, Whitney, because I know that from my personal experience, you know, I always thought, well, if you have to take medicine to feel better, then that means your walk with God is lacking, that you're doing something wrong. You're a weaker Christian. But in reality, that's not the case at all. Because like you said, sometimes it can be a physical thing. And if you have a cavity, it's not like you're going to think a cavity happened because I wasn't walking closely with the Lord. That's not the situation. If you need to find the help, you need to do it. And thank God that we actually have options for help.
Absolutely. I used to be embarrassed to admit it or to accept help. And man, it is so worth it. Like I'm saying, I am such a better mom. My kids deserve this side of me. And so glad I started accepting help.
Yeah, there's something probably very freeing. I'm theorizing here. There's something probably very freeing about finally just saying, hey, I am a mess and I know it and I know I need help.
Yes, Wally, you should take a key from Whitney and, you know, be brave, be courageous, and maybe do something about it.
Appreciate you, Whitney. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks, you guys. Rock what you got, light
up
the lot.
No one can rock the way you rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is one of my favorite things we do every year. We partner with Camp Electric, which is a rock and worship summer camp for kids 13 to 19 years old. It's amazing, man. My daughter went every year for like 7 years. My nephew went last year for film, because they have different tracks you can go to learn to be a better musician. Drummer, guitar, singer, songwriter, bassist, DJ, film, like all these different things. You can get all the information on our website. And here's how the contest works, is you nominate a kid that you think would be in need of going to Camp Electric, like something that would be good for them. Because, man, they're all about the music, but more than that even, it's about teaching kids about their faith, and so that they can be great musicians, but great believers, sharing their life artistically and sharing their faith, which I love.
And it may open them up to some new music that they didn't even know existed, you know? So
we've had kids get saved there. Like this one kid won a trip and went there and then got saved. Like, it's amazing. So all you have to do is tell us about a kid who you know, and it doesn't have to be your own kid. It could be like a kid at youth group. It could be a kid that you talk to at the grocery store that bags your groceries. You know, you nominate them. It doesn't matter. So it doesn't have to be your kid. But nominate them for this free trip to Camp Electric. It's in July, and so it's a whole week in Nashville. So you get to come to Music City. You get to experience devotions and worship, and all along, you know, all the while getting better at your craft. And it's also a great way to show that you want to invest in a kid, too, in their future. Like, you believe in them, and you know this is a passion for them. So, I can't say enough good things about the work that they do during this camp and how great it is. And all you have to do to get the form is...
is text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979.
There
ROCK
you go.
To 91979.
Now, the deadline for entries is the 20th, so get yours in now, because it's fun to read some of these things as we go through this next couple weeks. But get them in, ROCK, to 91979. We'll send you a link and you can nominate a kid today. Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice!
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
So, I am an incredibly light sleeper. I have dealt with snoring roommates, spouses.
Oh, come on, I'm sure you do too.
I'm sure that I do too, but my wife just hits the pillow and is gone.
Yeah.
I lay there for an hour thinking about life and how I'm not asleep while I hear somebody.
I got a noise machine. It's called my wife, and she can rock some snoring too. Like, she blames me because I have that issue as well. But like, boy howdy, when she goes, it's big.
And I've always thought of snoring as being something that I don't blame someone for, because
no,
in my
can't
head
control
I'm like,
it.
They can't control it. But I found an article that says that there's ways that you can actually counteract snoring.
Really? Okay. Now this I need to know. Asking for a friend.
I do too.
I'd like some sleep.
Me too.
What do you do?
Okay, so the first thing that you do is, and this is all based on what you tell them to do. It's not stuff you can do, because you can kick and smack and all that. But the things that they can do is you can ask them to sleep on their side. Because if you're sitting on your back, it says that gravity comes into play and your tongue just falls into the back and creates a blockage.
Yeah.
So you ask them to sleep on their side.
My wife does not ask me to sleep on my side. Like, if I'm snoring, she will take, I will get a fist in the face that just pushes me to the side. Like, she's like, nah! and then a knee to the back. Somehow, I don't know how she does it. She's a contortionist. But somehow she gets me on my side.
That's amazing.
I've literally had a hand on my face, rolling me in the middle of the night.
Probably deserved it.
Yeah. I let her do it. Like, I don't ever move her. You never wake a sleeping baby. I never wake a sleeping Marty. I just let her go.
If I do it with Haley, like the fury in her eyes. Okay, so
sleep on your side.
The next thing you can do is you can ask them to stop eating so close to bed. I know that my wife doesn't do this necessarily, but it says that if you eat too close to bed, your stomach doesn't digest and your diaphragm doesn't have enough room to expand, thus more snoring.
Good to know. So, she'll have a snack a little bit later. We'll just move that up. Snack time will be at 6 now.
Put it on the calendar.
Yep.
And then the last thing that you can do, and I know that you do this, is make them take a hot shower before bed.
Oh.
Because apparently the steam from the shower loosens the phlegm.
Oh, well, that's gross.
Aww.
Yeah.
Could have done without that.
It still helps, though.
Yeah. Okay, I did not know that. Okay, so because I always shower at night, but then I snore though too, so that one doesn't. I don't know if that one works.
I've also heard that weight gain can be a factor in snoring.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
No, I was just, if we're sharing advice, I thought I'd share my tips.
Yeah, but
too.
I'm talking about my wife, and then you bring that up? What's wrong with you? Like, I can't talk about that.
My wife's going to be so hurt by that comment.
Yeah, what is Betty?
This wasn't meant for Marty and Haley. This was meant for Wally and Gavin.
Oh, sure. Okay, whatever. But fine. We'll look into it. But anyway. So there you go. Some tips to help you if you've got a snorer in your life, for sure. Because it's hard to get some sleep when you got people doing that. And it's just killing you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little best worst joke here, and this is where you can win a prize, but you have to do a job first, okay? Two jobs, actually. We're going to tell each other a joke. If we steal the other's punchline, then their joke is out of contention. Your job in this is to tell us who had the best worst joke. We know they're lame. That's why we call it best worst joke. But then, you have to tell us a joke, okay? If we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. But if we steal your punchline, no prize for you. So there's peril involved.
You explained that very well.
Thank you. So here we go. Let's start with you, Gavin, joke today.
Okay. What do you call a priest that becomes a lawyer?
Father, may I? I don't know.
You scared me. It's father-in-law.
Oh, man.
Like, you've said father, my heart dropped.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, that was good.
But I didn't get it, so I can't steal it.
Still
so
in the running.
Gavin is still in the running. Betty Rock.
This is from Rebecca, big fan of the show. She said, how does a penguin build its house?
It glues it together?
Yes! Gavin!
Let's go!
Betty Rock is OUT out.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Fine.
Hasta la vista, baby. Get out of here. The long walk.
Okay.
I'm on the fence because I think I told one of these jokes before, so I'm not going to go with that one.
I'm ready to steal it.
I'll tell you what it was after to see if I had told it before.
Sure.
But this is the one I'm going with, okay? What do you call a pencil with two erasers?
What in the world?
Pointless.
Oh, man.
That's like a third grade level joke, I know, you know, but like Betty's just scowling, but you're out, so it doesn't matter.
I don't like it.
Yeah. The joke
I don't like either one.
The joke I was going to go with, I think I've told this one, is...
No, you can't tell two.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, you can't.
It was just a,
save it for next time.
Okay.
You just won't brag.
I know. I was curious if I had
moving
told
on.
Before. How do you protect yourself against
no,
a clown?
No, I don't want to know.
Go for the
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Oh, you did. I did. That's what I thought.
855-33-WAY-FM. Again, you have two jobs. Tell us which of the jokes, Gavin or mine, is the best joke, best worst joke. Betty, out of contention for this. I'm not sure if we've covered that or not, but her joke
is
non-existent. Like, it didn't even happen. and then after that, you tell us a joke, and if we can steal your punchline like we did to Betty's, then you would not get a prize. But if we cannot steal it, you win a prize. So there you go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's do a little best worst joke now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Melanie. We are doing a little best worst joke, and now you have two jobs. You are going to listen to Gavin's and my joke, because we stole Betty Rock, so hers is out of contention, and you tell us who had the best worst joke. Then, you are going to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline like we did to Betty Rock, you will win a prize. So, here we go. Gavin, give us your joke one more time.
What do you call a priest that becomes a lawyer? A father-in-law.
There you go.
Do you want me to tell mine? Because both are pretty bad.
No, yours is out. We got it. So what do you call a pencil with two erasers?
Pointless.
All right, Melanie, which of those is the best worst joke?
I was going to say Betty's because I love Betty. Well, I love Betty, period. Well, but I love Betty's joke as well.
Okay, well, that didn't happen because...
And I thought it was adorable.
Well, it was adorable, but we stole it. So she's out.
But I win, technically. Thank you.
But I will say Gavin. I really like the podcast.
Gavin has the best worst joke. That's one you have to think about a minute. Yeah. That's good. Mine's a third grade level joke, admittedly. So, Gavin, you're the winner today. Now, Melanie, here is your tough job, though. You have to tell us a joke, and if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. But if we steal it, then you're out.
Okay. How do you get ready for a party in space?
Mm. Oh, wait. Oh. Wait. Oh, I know this one.
Say it, Melanie. What
no,
is
it's
it?
On the tip of my tongue. Go ahead.
You plan it.
Oh. You plan it. That's it. Ah. Oh, wow. She's happy about that. Well, Melanie, you have stumped us because of my feeble old brain, because I knew that one. Comedically, I knew it. But you are a winner today on Best Worst Joke.
Yay. Thank you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I know for most of us, we all wish we had a time machine so we could go back and undo something that we've done in our lives. I could use two time machines.
Busy.
Yeah, you're right. But it is nice to use these from time to time, because we have one, to go back in time musically to play a song from yesteryear that still stands up to this day, or just to mean something. I know they don't always stack up musically, Rock. You're very judgmental about this stuff.
I am, but it's just because it's so bad.
Yeah, like, I know.
I feel like it's hurting everyone's ears.
Yeah, well, you know, 15 years ago, Christian music was 10 years behind what was even going on at that time. And so some of the old songs don't sonically stand up. But the thing I like about it is, truth-wise and lyrically, they stand the test of time far better than any pop song.
That's right. And you can go as far back as... 80s is pushing it. 70s, maybe.
We haven't rocked any Second Chapter of Acts. We haven't rocked some Keith Green. We haven't gone Don Francisco. Like, these are 70s.
There's a guy named Don Francisco.
Francisco, it's fun to say.
I didn't recognize any of those names.
Well, yeah, that's old school. That's my era. Jeff Moore?
But if you have a song that's done by these artists or someone else, and you haven't heard it in a while, but man, when you hear it, it takes you back to a good time in your life. We'd love to hear that story. Maybe not so much the song, but that doesn't matter.
I want to hear the song. I want to hear it all the time because I love it. The odder, the better. No. And maybe it's not like some weird fringe song, you know? It's something that you just remember because it was significant in your life. That's the big thing. We want the story about why you're choosing this song. What did it mean to you? What impact did it have on you? You share your story with us there at wayfm.com/Wally for our Flashback Friday, and you could be our Flashback Friday pilot as early as this week. We don't have anybody selected yet, so get one in. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Recently, the one and only Tom Brady made the announcement that after 20 years playing in the NFL, he's finally retiring at the age of 44.
The GOAT. He came back to, the Tampa Bay for like one more year, two more years?
2 years. Spent his whole career in New England, and then he went to Tampa. Still won a championship there, too.
I mean, at that point, too, man, it's just hard on your body.
Oh, yeah.
And you're already a multimillionaire. Just call it a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And while some mourn the news, actor Kevin Bacon put his feelings about Tom into song, posting a video of him playing a ukulele in a barn.
He's stealing my shtick. I'm the ukulele guy.
He's playing a ukulele in a barn with a bunch of little goats.
Nice.
To sing about the goat.
Well, he's done amazing things, and he's got those seven rings. He's a winner. Still looks good in football pants, and he's mostly eating plants when he has dinner.
That's funny.
He's a Brady. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's a Brady. Nice.
So rock you around, Tom Brady. Oh, Tom Brady's retired.
Nice.
And you hear the goats jumping around in the background.
That's awesome. Did you know that Kevin Bacon actually has a band? It's called the Bacon Brothers. It's him and his brother. Aww. I'm not making it up. It's true.
Oh, I believe you. It's just sad.
Other artists, other actors that have bands. Bruno is what he goes by from Die Hard. You know?
Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis, yeah. He goes by Bruno when he's a musician, and he has a band as well. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It'd be fun to play a bunch of actors... bands, because they're typically not that great. That was at least funny. Not great, but funny.
but you should stick to your lane.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Man, I could use your help. I'm just at my wit's end. I don't know about this. This is Ugalit. This is where I ask you, as someone who might have information on something versus the internet, what is going on? My garbage man.
Ooh.
I am baffled by this person. So, I'll put stuff in my garbage can. My garbage can's in my garage, and there's times I'll be cutting off different pieces of wood when I'm making something, and I'll put small pieces. They all fit in my garbage can, not these giant long things. Or, I changed some casters, the wheels out on one of my pieces of equipment, put those in there, a couple saw blades. You know, just stuff from the garage I'm throwing out. Mm-hmm.
In a bag?
No, just in the trash can. So put it in there. The guy empties my trash can in. But then he takes, because it was on the bottom, so it would have been on the top. He took my grinding wheels. He took the saw blades, a metal level. He took the casters and put them all back in my trash can and left my trash can there. Whoa. I don't get it. So maybe you work for, the Waste Authority. You're skilled in the garbage arts. Is there something I'm missing here that, I thought if it was in my trash can, you're supposed to take it, not put it back in my trash can?
That's what I would think, because that's what you pay for. That's what your tax dollars...
And it's not volatile. It's just some metal pieces.
Right. I know where I live, they tell you, if you have cardboard boxes that aren't broken down, they won't take
correct.
Those.
Correct, yeah.
But this is crazy.
This is everything was in the can. Now, can I beat the system? Yeah. Can I put it in a bag and he doesn't know what it is? He'll dump it in there? Absolutely, I can do that. Should I put it in the middle of my garbage? Absolutely. I just want to know why.
But did the garbage guy before him always do
it? No. The garbage guy. Yeah. The garbage guy before him like took whatever I put in there. It was great.
But this guy won't.
But Earl, for whatever reason, Earl is just like he's like selectively going through garbage and then like he's the gatekeeper deciding what does or does not go to the landfill. I have no idea. I'm baffled by this. So there's my Yugalit. Maybe you work in the garbage industry. I would love to know what in the world is going on with this guy. I have to know.
So what's going on with Earl?
855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you Yugalit it, because I want to talk to you, not the internet. I want to talk to you who might know why this is happening. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you can help me Yugalit it, I would greatly appreciate it. Blake, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so it's actually going to be because of, like, policy, right? So technically they're not supposed to take metal or anything too bulky because it can mess with the mechanics of the truck.
Are you a student of the garbage arts?
I am. I actually used to weld and build trash cans for a living, and now I work for waste management.
Okay, so, well, yeah. Good. I appreciate the insight here. So you're saying that metal, by and large, cannot go in my trash can?
Yeah, metal or anything too bulky, so like, you know, like big chunks of wood, like whole stumps or furniture, that type of stuff can't go because while the machine can break it down, there's just potential for like shrapnel or something to get into the mechanics of it and then the whole truck breaks down.
Okay, well, he took some license with the wood. These were small pieces and he threw those back in there too. I think he was on a roll. I think Earl was trying to teach me a lesson, Blake.
Blake, Wally always thinks that everyone is out to get him.
No, I don't think he's out to get you. You know, just like anything else, you can catch somebody on a good day or a bad day.
So then I'm in my garage, and it had rained, too, and Earl left my lid open. Thanks, Earl. And so I'm in my garage after I kind of dumped it out, pulling the things back out of my trash can. But I have a big trash can, and I'm a little man, figuratively and literally. And so I'm having to lean into this trash can and pull just stuff out. Ugh. It was so bad. And the whole time I'm just talking about Earl in my like out loud to myself. And my wife comes out and goes, I can hear what you're saying. I'm like, well, good. Somebody needs to hear me because Earl has upset me today. Well, Blake, I really appreciate your insight today. And if I know it's policy or it could hurt somebody, then I will alter my trash throwing out ways.
Yeah, glad I could help.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting WAY-FM, and this is The Wally Show. A little good news giddy up. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better because the world can be a little bit of a heavy place. So here we go. I'm going to start off today. USA Today did a big story on a nonprofit called Maggie and Friends where they make all-natural dog treats, and they're called Waggies.
Waggies.
Makes sense. And so you're like, okay, cute, but why is this a good news story? Well, what makes this company special is all of its employees. They have their employees, and they hire people with Down syndrome and other disabilities, and the woman who hires them says they promote them and they go on from here to a lot of times work in other companies. Like, she gives them their start to start learning how to do different things in kitchens and restaurants and stuff, and then from there they can build their lives.
Oh, that's so
cool.
I
love that. That's awesome. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
A group of firefighters in Illinois delivered a baby during a blizzard in the middle of a Jimmy John's parking lot last week.
Fast.
I know. The woman and her husband were heading to the hospital, but they didn't make it. Their daughter is doing great, and so is the mom. And maybe they get free Jimmy John's for the rest of their life now.
You should hope so.
Or they should call the baby Jimmy, even if it's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a little girl who might be needing to thank a crossing guard for saving her life. The crossing guard's name is Annette, and she pushed this kid out of the way of an oncoming car.
Oh, wow.
And may have saved her life. Yeah, so Annette got hit by the car, and there's actual footage of it, but luckily she is okay, and so is the little girl that she helped.
That's amazing. She took the hit for the kid, mm-hmm. Not just pushed her out of the way, but took the car hit.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
My crossing guard, when I was a kid, would have used us all as shields.
Oh.
I love the crossing guards have gotten a little bit better at their jobs over the years.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.